Good morning, everybody, and welcome to View from Above. We're coming to you live again, and we're so happy to have you. It's Ted and Liza, and today we're talking about trust, trusting God. You know, it's easy to trust God when everything is going right, when synchronicities are unfolding and your plan is happening the way you laid it out. It's easy to trust God. But it's when things start to go against us, or it feels like we're running into walls and blockages and things aren't turning out the way we want, that's when we really have to have a strong faith and a real strong trust in God. And that's what we want to talk about today. Trusting God when everything's maybe not going the way you thought it was supposed to go. And I got a verse to read for you, a foundational verse, Proverbs, and this is chapter 3, and it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path." And this is what's very important, I think, about this verse, is there's times where sometimes things are not going your way because that was not your way. You got some idea in your head that you were supposed to be doing a certain event, or that you were supposed to do a certain activity, but that wasn't really the way God needed you to go. He had a different direction for your life, and sometimes we're still fighting against that, right, Liza? And when we're fighting against that, it's difficult to make progress. I'll tell a story. I had a great... it's really difficult to see how the plan of God is unfolding and how He's really working for you when everything's not going according to what you thought should happen. But when you look back upon it, you can see how it is working. And when I look back on my life, there's been a lot of times where I see, wow, an event that did not happen was exactly what was supposed to happen because I was going in the wrong direction.
Right.
And I remember when I first got out of high school, at that time I was deciding what I needed to do with my life, what kind of career I had. And a lot of the other kids had already decided which colleges they were going to go to and what they were going to study. And I was still a little uncertain, but I had formulated a plan and an idea, and I thought, you know, I think I'd like to be a chef. And it made sense because
You are a good cook.
And I started cooking and baking from the time I was very young. I remember the first time I baked with my mother, I was probably about 5. By the time I was 9, I was cooking and baking by myself without supervision. And it was very regular for me. So I thought, okay, that's probably something good to do. So to make sure that I would like it as a profession, I got a job in a restaurant working in the kitchen as a cook. And I thought this would be a great experiment. And I thought it would be easy. Something funny happened. Everything I touched did not work out. I burned the food all the time. Never happened at home. In the kitchen, I was cutting my fingers every single day. I mean, my hands were so bandaged up with Band-Aids, and I couldn't understand what was going wrong, because this never happened. I've been doing this since I was 5 and 9, and all these years, and now it was a disaster. Everything I touched was a disaster. Well, one day, the head chef called me into his office, and not totally surprised, he was firing me. And, you know, it's not easy to get fired.
Yes.
And I was thinking, that was going to be my career. That's what I was planning to do. That's what my whole life was about. And now, what was I going to do? And it felt really like a disaster had taken place.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Did you want to kill this chef that fired you?
No.
Were you angry at him?
No. Actually, I was surprised he didn't fire me earlier. I was doing such a horrible job.
So you were able to take it gracefully.
Yes.
With understanding. Yes. And what did you do? You didn't go into devastation and, you know, self-condemnation.
No.
What did you do? You decided to change the trajectory of your life.
Yeah. Well, and actually, he was very nice about it. He actually helped me to transition into another part of the restaurant for the rest of that summer. And it gave me a chance to start thinking about what to do. And I was lost at that point, and I felt devastated, really. But then I got another job, because I didn't know what else to do. I got another part-time job. And that was just a few months later. And that turned out to be the opportunity that was waiting for me. Because out of that part-time job that was paying minimum wage, I was promoted into management very quickly. And that built the self-esteem, the confidence. It started teaching me how to be a leader of people. And I realize now, when I look back at that, that getting fired from being a chef was the best thing that could have happened to me, because if I'd gone that direction, my life would not be the same. I don't believe that I would be here living in California
right
today. I don't believe that I'd be married to you, Liza.
Oh my God, I don't know what would have happened to you.
And so I believe that I had this plan, my own knowledge. I'm right. going to be a chef, my own knowledge. But it says, don't lean on your own knowledge. And it says, you know, in all ways acknowledge God and let him guide your, and he shall direct your path. And I do believe that's what was happening. When I was lost, it's because my own knowledge wasn't working. But now God could begin to direct my path, and he put me right where I needed to be in order to get here for this moment right now.
Here's the thing, not always we know the entire picture. Yeah. Not always we see the entire plan of
yeah.
God. God is God. We are thriving to hear his voice and to receive step-by-step instruction. But this is the part of the journey. He reveals things to us piece by piece. And he wants us to create this trust in him, what we call faith, right?
Yeah.
Faith in God. This is faith. Not knowing the entire plan, but having confidence and happiness and understanding in your heart with peace, knowing that he's taking you step by step according to his plan for his glory, right?
Yeah.
So you need to learn to trust God. And you know what? When I look back at my life, a lot of things I planned for myself and thought that I was a genius at the mm-hmm. moment, mm-hmm. and they didn't happen. Relationships that I thought they were starting to be great, and they fell apart, and I was devastated for a moment. All of you, if you look back at your life, I'm sure you can remember certain things that you thought would be great, but they didn't work out, and you thought, oh my God, it's not happening, my life is over. But then it turned out to be just the setback for a greater relationship or a greater opportunity or a greater thing, greater deal to come into your
yes.
life, greater career opportunity to come into your life. Why? Because God knows the end from the beginning.
Yes.
All you have to do is to learn to trust them. What we're teaching you here at Golden Heart is how to hear the voice of God, how to get step-by-step instruction at the time when you need it.
Mm-hmm.
See, we all want to know the future, but what if the future or the glimpse of the future that you receive does not go in accordance with what you want? It does not match up. What do you do? Are you going to fight it? Are you going to get angry at the moment? Or you're going to accept the plan of God and ask him to teach you to become a better person. Ask him to teach you to understand more about his plan so the resistance will go away.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
See, I had a dream. I know everybody is so upset right now about, some upset, some very happy about the election. Part of the country is upset, part of the country
is happy. Presidential election.
Presidential election, yes. And I believe that all of us need to come together. What happened, I believe, is already done, and I still believe God is in control.
Yeah.
He has your best interest in mind. It's time to heal your heart if you're not happy with it, and get on with your life. See, God told me in my dream, back in January the 10th, that our next president will be Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know at the point, you know, that he will even get nominated, that he will win and so forth. And I am not, you know, for Trump or so forth. It's not about that. It's about the fact that all of us want to receive prophetic dreams. Let's say you are the person who doesn't want to see him as your president and you receive this message. What do? You know, you're going against the guidance from God.
Yeah.
So for us, the most important thing is to understand, why is it happening? Why God has it in the plan? See, we have it. We live in a system governed by the Lord, right? And we are one. We are one. And our main desire is to come together behind him and start working for the goodness of all. We are not enemies. We love each other, right? We need to come together. And you're still the same person as you were before the day of election. You still have your good values. You still want to have your amazing family. You still want to do good into the world. So let's come together and do good things into the world.
So you had this dream where God told you way back in January 10th that Trump was going to win.
Yes.
And what's interesting about that, they hadn't decided who the leader of the Republican Party was. It was a long time ago. In other words, God was revealing to you the plan. As ridiculous as it sounded.
I wasn't even asking. And you know, that is the funniest part. I wasn't asking.
Right.
And we were not watching. We're not very, involved in watching the news, and so forth.
I remember we went to a pastor's conference just after that. And I was talking to some of the pastors, and they were saying who they thought they was, they wanted to support and whatever. And I just piped up and I said, "Guys, forget about it. My wife had a dream. It's finished. Trump's going to win."
I like his confidence in me. Thank you, Ted.
It was one of those times where the Spirit of God just came up in me, and I said, "It's done already. It's finished." And we don't understand the whole plan of why God chose that. We don't understand why that was yet. Kind of like when I got fired, I didn't understand that. But I believe that God's still in control and that God's got a plan and that something amazing is going to come out of it. And so many times in the Bible, we see the same thing. You see a story where something devastating was happening and out of it something good comes. I remember the story of Moses. Moses' mother puts him in this basket and sets him off down the river. At that moment right now, your child is floating away from you. You don't know. This looks bad. This looks bad. But where does Moses end up? He ends up, the sister of Pharaoh picks that basket up, and he ends up growing up in a palace. He ends up learning according to the royalty. He's trained as a royal, so he gets all this great training and understanding,
right.
And now it prepares him to be a leader, to lead the people of Israel out of bondage. And I believe if this moment hadn't taken place where the baby is floating down the river, they never would have had the right leader to lead them out of bondage. We can't see the whole plan of God. We don't know why the things happen the way they do, but we do know we've got to trust God because God knows the end from the beginning.
Amen to
and
that.
He's got a great plan for our lives.
Amen.
He's got a great plan for your life. And the main thing is trusting Him, especially when things aren't working out, because you can't always see it until after. How many times have we got in where we were trying to rent or lease spaces for Golden Heart, and we thought, this is the perfect place, this is great, let's get this deal done, and then something happened. Do you remember one of these stories where this took place?
Oh, we have so many. And I remember I was even crying over one place because I had it in my heart. I really love the courtyard. I really love kind of the welcoming atmosphere. The price was good, I thought. And when we came back to sign the papers, all of a sudden we were told that somebody else already rented it.
Yeah.
Oh my, I wanted to kill Ted at the moment, poor guy. You know, he always gets it from me. Sorry, God. But the point is, Ted was so smart and open to God's spirit at the moment. And he said, instead of fighting with me and saying, oh, stop and so forth, he said, you know what? That means that God has something better for his people. Because Golden Heart Center is God's place, We need to submit to the plan of God, knowing that He has our best interest at heart. Yeah. And what happened, long story short, in 3 days, we were given the most amazing place, much better than the one before, better price, worked out amazingly, better parking, so everything, and better area.
Yeah.
Better area, in much better area, access for everybody. So for you guys to remember, God has your interest at heart. If you are going through some sort of a setback right now, I want you to let it go. I want you to set your heart into praying, into asking God for guidance, working your muscle, your ears, to hearing God's voice. This is the most important thing that we're teaching you at Golden Heart, right? The most important thing is to have your personal relationship with God and ask Him for guidance 24/7, 7 days a week. You need to constantly ask God, Lord, lead me, guide me. I know you're directing my steps. I know you have my interest in mind. I know that you know the end from the beginning. So whatever happens today is just a little bump on the road. I can overcome with you. All things are possible. I know by myself I cannot do the things that I do. How many testimonies we get, you know, after the prayers we make and so forth, things that seem to be impossible become possible when the Spirit of God comes in and goes to work. And that's what we're encouraging you to do today. Be at peace, be at love, work the works of the Spirit.
I think, you know, with the story she was giving about this space that we were looking at, you know, we could have, I'm so glad that the Spirit of God rose up in me and gave me those words, because it was so strong, and He said, there's something better. Right. And I shared those words with Liza because she was so upset, and she was so devastated and angry, and I said, God has something better for us. And when those words went in, it just kind of calmed her, because it started to kick in. The faith was already there in her. She already trusts in God. But at that moment, the emotion is so raw. But those words brought the faith right back to the forefront. And she started knowing, yeah, that's right. And I repeated them a few times over those 3 days. And I said, God's got something better for us. Now, we could have gotten angry, because we had already made a deal with these people. We could have gone to court. We could have yelled. We could have screamed. We could have said, this isn't fair. We could have protested out front. You know, we could have done all this stuff. But all that would have done is it would have taken me off the path of God. It would have prevented me from receiving the better place in 3 days. Because it says, and always acknowledge Him. It says, and lean not on your own understanding, and He shall direct your path. If we don't, see, at that time, it just didn't seem fair. But I had to know and trust God loves me, and God's got a plan, and He's got something better for me. And having faith like that let me let go. I walked away. I had no ill will towards the people that we had made this agreement with, because I knew if this place didn't open for us, it's because it's not my place.
Exactly.
There's something better.
Exactly.
And in that happening, in that moment, it allowed us to stay on the path. And He shall direct your path. He can only direct your path if you stay in that trust and that faith and that peace, knowing He loves you. Tell the story that you, what did you receive at Bible study about God's love? Do you remember that?
Oh, on Thursday I had a wonderful vision. You know, we do Bible study for the Heart and Golden Heart. I encourage you to kind of tune in, ask us how to join us on the conference call on Thursdays, because we meditate on the stories from the Bible and we hear the voice of God. We get incredible visions. And my vision was out of this world. Obviously, it came from heaven. After Ted read the verses, I saw myself with God sitting on the hill next to the Hollywood sign. If you ever been to Los Angeles, or you probably saw the pictures of the Hollywood sign. So I was sitting next to the Hollywood sign, and I saw this beautiful city, Los Angeles, you know, from the bird eye view, and it was night. So I saw the city lights. And God was sitting next to me, and it was dark, and He showed, kind of pointed to the city, and He said, I love them. And I said, oh my God, He's talking about all these people. He's not picking certain ones. He's not picking people according to their achievements or whatnot, according to what wrongs they've done or what good they've done. He said, I love them. At this moment, I felt so much love coming into me. And then He said, let it be light. So beautifully, so gracefully, so peacefully. And the sun started rising. And now the city was all lit up. It was daytime. And then He said, I bless them. Again, everybody, not picking, cherry picking or choosing who did better, who is smarter, who's following Him better. No, sun was shining on everybody. And then He said, I bless them. And at this moment, the rain started falling. And now I had like a zoom in view on certain people who came out on the street, and they were playful in this rain, and they were taking it in, they were drinking it, and those who were drinking the rain of blessing started growing and becoming giants.
The rain represents blessing in the spiritual language.
In the spiritual language, the rain represents the blessing of the Lord, and it could represent the cleansing, the spiritual cleansing, the cleansing of your spirit. So those who were drinking from this rain of the blessing started growing, becoming giants. There were others who were very unhappy about the rain, and they were screaming at it, and they were, you know, pointing at it, and they were trying to hide, but mainly were very angry, and they started shrinking and becoming smaller and smaller and smaller. See, in the language of spiritual language of correspondences, being tall represents being big in the spirit, closer to God, and shrinking represents being smaller in the spirit, meaning going into the self loves, mm-hmm. being more focused on self-loves and affections, being away from God. And God said, I said, God, why wouldn't they enjoy your blessing? And he said, I give it to everybody. It's up to them to take it, to enjoy it, to love me.
So we have to know that God loves us. I love how when Liza shared that vision that God gave her, that he just said, I love them, talking about you.
So beautifully.
Talking
I would
about
never
all
forget.
Of you. We have a choice. We can know that God loves us and drink the rain of blessing. The rain of blessing is coming down on your life all the time. All the time, the rain of blessing is coming down. You can be the person that drinks it in and grows in your life and achieves incredible things. Or you could be the person that yells at it, gets upset with it, doesn't understand that there's something great happening here. And that's really what God is doing all the time. And it's up to us, the individuals, up to you to decide every day. Are you going to live according to your circumstances? Are you going to be moved by what you see? Or are you going to walk by faith?
Right.
If you walk by faith and you believe God loves me, God has got a great plan, and God is leading me, and you let him direct your path, because it's going to take you somewhere awesome. You're going to end up exactly where you were meant to be and for what God created you for.
Amen.
And that's
to that.
Powerful.
Oh, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. See, God had a great plan for you even before you were born.
Yeah.
We don't know the entire plan.
No.
All you have to do is to know that it is good. When God created a man, he said, it is good, right? He created you to be good, to have a great life, to achieve all the things that he pre-planned for you. All you have to do is align your path with the plan. So how do you do that? You continue asking God for guidance. You continue working on your ability to hear his voice, to walk with him. It's not hard. It's actually very playful, joyful, interesting journey that you embark on together with God. And you know what's interesting, what fascinates me the most? You become more loving. You become a happier person.
Yeah.
You attract wonderful people into your life. You know, they just come to you. They don't know what it is about you that they like. I believe they like the spirit of God in people that are happy and of God. And they just attract it to you. So your life becomes fruitful. You become a beautiful person and you love life. How many of you do love life? I found out now that I really enjoy life.
I'm glad.
I'm glad too. You know, I remember like 20 years ago, God, I was waiting for one, event to come, then another event to come, hoping that I will be happier. You know, I was waiting for my working day to be ending, or I was waiting forward to the weekend, hoping that I will feel better because I can see my friends and go. No, now I enjoy every moment because every moment I know that I am with God. Amen. And the spirit of peace is in my heart. Isn't it beautiful? That's what you were created for joy, for peace, for happiness. Walk with God is amazing.
I want to encourage you right now wherever you are in your life, if you're going through a period or a season in your life where it feels like you don't know what's left, you don't know where to go, you're not sure what happened, I first want you to let go of whatever you thought was you were supposed to go. Let go of your own knowledge, as it says in this verse. Let go of your own knowledge of what you thought was going to happen. And then I want you to remember that phrase that I was saying to Liza. God's got something better.
Amen.
I want you to write that down. God's got something better. I want you to start saying that to yourself. God's got something better
God's
for
got
me.
Something better.
So let go of the knowledge that you of what you thought was supposed to happen and begin to say to yourself and those around you, God's got something better. Why? Because we know that God loves us and we know that He's got a great plan for you. Now it's time for you to start to drink in the rain of blessing rather than fighting against it. Start to drink it in, knowing that God's plan, He is beautiful and He is love and He loves you. And so right now, just let yourself receive that.
Let me do the prayer. Actually, God is putting
it to one thing here.
Yes.
I want you to open your ears now also. Because now in that time when you're feeling lost, remember me as that young man when I got fired. I didn't know what to do. And you might be feeling like that at home too. Now is the time to begin to listen and see where God leads you.
Amen to that.
He led me to what seemed like not a great job. It was a part-time job working minimum wage. Of course, I was just out of high school, so I didn't feel too bad about it. But still, it wasn't the big dream that I'd had just a few weeks before that. But at the same time, that's where God led me. The opportunity opened and I stepped into it. And that's when it was revealed to me and the opportunity totally came upon me for me to step into something far greater. So right now, begin to listen in your heart. Where is God guiding you?
Amen.
Because He is speaking to you. He wants to reveal to us ahead of time, like He did with Liza, what's going to happen. He will tell us what's going to happen so we don't get our heart set on something, so we don't get too far off track, so we don't start making all of our plans and decisions based on wrong information. And when we get that guidance ahead of time, it allows us to stay right on track and start doing it. Now, so that next thing is to start listening to God, and now we're going to have Liza do a prayer for you so that you can receive and be blessed.
Right now, please open your hearts. Agree with me. Close your eyes. And I believe and declare that everybody who is watching right now, the Spirit of God is coming into your home, into your hearts. The Spirit of God and the armies of angels are going to work right now. Everybody under the sound of my voice, today is the day. You're going to receive your healing. You're going to receive your breakthrough. You're going to receive new opportunities. You're going to heal your relationships.
Amen.
Or invite your loved ones. Everything is going to change, for the blessing of love is upon you. Now, open your heart and ask God to come into your heart. Ask the Spirit of God to enter your body. And right now, you will feel it. You will feel it, the Spirit of God coming into your body, into your mind, into your soul. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the blessing. Thank you for the rain of blessing coming down on all your people right now. You give it equally to everybody. So right now, open your heart and receive it. Drink it. Inhale it. Feel this blessing coming to your body, into your mind, and into your soul. And in this blessing, I rebuke all the darkness from your life. I cast out all the spirits that were maybe making you angry and stopping you from achieving your destiny. Today is the day. The blessing is upon you. Your spirit is free. You are alive. The joy of heavens is coming upon you. In Jesus' name I proclaim it, and I believe and declare that you received it. Be blessed. Amen. Now open
Amen.
Your eyes, rejoice, and know that God is in control.
Thank you, Liza. Beautiful prayer. And thank you again for joining us on View from Above. I want you to know that God loves you, and you can trust Him, and you can follow Him, and He'll take you to amazing, amazing places. your life will be blessed, and you'll be exactly where you're supposed to be, doing what you're supposed to do. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. We love you. God loves you. Go to our website. Find our books. We have a lot of resources for you to improve your life. Saturate yourself with love from God. It is important. The blessing is on your life. We are here for you. We love you, and God loves you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.